The next attribute or trait is lomed almenas laasos, to learn with the intent of then performing what you learned, to perform the mitzvos. It seems evident by including this concept in our list of the 48 Kinyanei Torah that the chiddush here is not only that it's important to do mitzvos, but that doing mitzvos is somehow important for your learning, for the learning itself. It's important for the learning to have the future commitment of doing the ma'isa mitzvah, to do the actual mitzvah. Having that in mind somehow enhances the learning itself. And the question that we need to address, you know, primarily is, how does that make any sense? What is the connection? I understand from a religious or a frum, quote-unquote, perspective, that it's important not only to learn, but to be committed to doing the mitzvos, etc. But what does that have to do with achieving a Kinyan Torah? How does my future actions and my commitment to do them have anything to do with how much or how quickly I learn, how well I remember the learning, how well I analyze the learning? That's not at all self-evident, and it's to answer this question that a number of the Mefarshim try to address their comments here on the Braisa. A number of Mefarshim give variations of one basic answer, which would be that, in fact, if we think about it more deeply, there are actually practical or pragmatic benefits to committing to learn, or to having a commitment to doing, even while one's learning. The Tiferes Yisrael points out that if you're learning about something which you will eventually have to do, and you have that in mind while you learn, Chozer lelamdan techoshish shiyishkachem, v'huchafetz la'asosan b'shleimus rotzagam lelamed. So he says, if you know that you're going to have to do this in the immediate or distant future, so then when you learn, you're going to make sure to review and to review, because you want to make sure that you not only learn it and understand it, but you don't forget it. Because since at some point in the future you're going to have to practically employ this knowledge, you need to make sure. Take just a simple example. If you were learning the laws of Esrog, so you know that you're going to have to take the Dalet Midim on Sukkos, and you need to not only learn the Gemara, learn the Halachos now, but you need to really make sure that when it comes time to buy or to perform the mitzvah, you remember the information that you learned. And therefore, says the Tiferes Yisrael, your learning will be better, because and you will remember it better, because you're so worried about the practical ramifications of the learning, you'll make sure to review and review so that you don't forget. Rav Yaakov Emden points out in a very strong and, I think, insightful way, that it goes even beyond that. Not only is the Tiferes Yisrael probably correct, that I might review more because I know this has practical ramifications, but says the Lechem Shamayim, Rav Yaakov Emden, V'chein al yidei hishtokuto l'maiseb, since you have this great desire to eventually perform that which you're learning about, v'schazeh lishmor masha lomeid ba'otra zikaron. Because of that, he doesn't talk about reviewing, but just even the initial learning will have a greater and more permanent and lasting imprint on his mind. He'll just remember it better, since he knows it's going to be l'maisa. She'hein nachon b'yodo l'kaimo l'asos v'eis yizdamen lo. Therefore, you're going to do your best v'yicharat al koach hazocher. Because you know you're going to have to do it, and you care so much to get that right eventually, you'll try extra hard to remember all the details. So, without even mentioning the idea that you'll review things, he just points out that I think your level of concentration, your engagement in the material, will be greater. I think this is also what the Medrash Shmuel has in mind. He's not as explicit, but he seems to be making the same point. He says people sometimes learn just for theoretical knowledge, or because they think that the actual process of learning will sharpen their mind, l'chadeid sechlo, bepilpul, and things like that. He says that type of learning, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. But the limud asher lomed ha'adam amanas la'asos, but a person is learning because he wants to eventually know how to do, leida hadinim pritehim duktehen echit naheg behem la'avodes baro. You have in mind all the specifics and the details and the further details, because you're going to need to know how to use this information to serve Hashem, Torah zu titkayim biyado. So that Torah a person will truly remember. And again, he doesn't say why, but I think the fact that he doesn't say it is, I think, because he's assuming what Rav Yaakov Emden says. That is to say, when you learn, with the knowledge in the back of your mind that you're going to have to actualize this learning, your level of comprehension and your level of absorption in the material is going to be far greater. Rabbi Lau mentions this idea in his Sefer Yachel Yisrael. I think he gives a fantastically practical and relevant comparison, a mashal. He points out if you have two people driving somewhere, so if a person is a passenger in the car and they never have any intention of ever driving to this place, they may be aware that you're going on highway such and such and making a left here and a right there, but they're not really, really paying attention, and they probably won't remember the directions, even if at some point in the future they actually have to drive there. However, if you are the driver, or you're in the car as a passenger, but you know you're going to be a driver, and you want to make sure you learn that route, so then you're going to be concentrating much more focused on the road, and you'll be much more aware of the route and all the various turns and landmarks that you pass. And therefore, I think the mashal is fantastic, and I think it's very resonates certainly with me from my experience. And I think it's the nimshal is really on point, especially to this idea from Yaakov Emden and perhaps as well as the Medrash Shmuel. It's not just about remembering. Excuse me. It's not just about reviewing, as the Tiferes Yisrael undoubtedly correctly noted. But it's not just the reviewing. It's that even the initial or even the only time you see the material, but if you know that this is something you're going to have to utilize and have to do, you're going to be much more absorbed and much more intent and focused, and will remember it better and more clearly. A third idea, again in the same vein of a practical benefit of Lomid Almanas Lasos, is also mentioned by Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and that is not just that when you learn Almanas Lasos, it helps you remember, but there's the actual Lasos. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, there's a reciprocal relationship between memory and action. Zechira mevia lidei asiya. By remembering, you'll be able to perform. You know what to do in the situation. But for our purposes, he continues, asiya as well is mevia lidei zechira. That action also reinforces and enables memory. Shalidei pulas hamaseh nishar dimyono chakuk bizichrono. That if you had an idea in mind only theoretically, but then you actually then perform it, performing it, the actual action, performance of the mitzvah, will then further engrave the details and specifics of that knowledge into your mind and into your heart. So this is a little bit of a twist, not only going, it's not just that when you learn Almanas Lasot, it'll help you, but when you finally get to the Lasot, that will be, if you will, almost like a Makib Apatish, that will be really doing the necessary deepening and engraving of that information on a person's mind. So these are, I would say, three similar and related, but three different practical benefits of the Lomid Almanas Lasos for the purpose of your Torah. Not only because it's important to do mitzvos, that's obvious, but here the context is that it'll help your learning. Number one, you'll review. Number two, even without the review, your actual learning will just be more intense and more intimate in the sense of it'll be, the material will become one with you because you know you need to know it. And as the Rav Yaakov Emden also says, when you actually do the mitzvah, that will be the final step, so to speak, of truly making the memory of the specifics permanent in your mind. Second, categorically different approach can be gleaned from the words of the Bartanura, who suggests a psychological benefit. He's commenting, not in our Brisa, there's no Bartanura here in Perek Vav on what we're doing, but in earlier in Perek Yavos, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes, the famous Mishnah of if a person is Yiraso, Kodam Chachmoso, then Chachmoso Miskayim. That if a person has the Yirah Shemayim that takes precedent and priority and initially, even before they're learning, then they will retain their knowledge. But the opposite, unfortunately, if a person is Chachmoso Kodemes L'Yiras Cheto, but if a person's Chachma is really the priority and it comes before or perhaps to the exclusion of Yirah Shemayim, then in chachmaso miskayemes, you won't retain your learning. And again, the question needs to be asked. Obviously here, this is not identical, but it's certainly close and parallel at minimum to our braisa. It's important to have Yirah Shemayim, but what does that have to do with my chachma? Why is that going to somehow sabotage my learning if I don't have the precedent and the necessary Yirah Shemayim beforehand? So there are obviously different interpretations of this, but the Bartanura has a brilliant psychological insight. And he explains that if you have your shamayim as a, you know, as the first step, and you know you plan, he more or less uses the Yerushalayim, I would say here, to some extent, interchangeably with doing the mitzvos. So then, Chachma meviyaso lamashen libo chafetz, v'hunenebo. So if you have that Yerushalayim, and then you learn the material, you will be nehane from the material. You will benefit, you will enjoy, you will be happy with that knowledge in your brain, in your mind, because that's going to help you do the mitzvos. In Yiraso Kodo Chachmoso, you want to do the mitzvos. So you feel good about the knowledge, and that Hana'ah is the trigger, so to speak, which is going to seal and cement the learning in your mind, in your heart, because it triggers something good because you know it's going to help you. But when the opposite is the case, if Chachmoso is Kodemes Liras Cheto, and you don't really plan on or care about actually the Yiras Shemayim, i.e., the performance of whatever it is you're learning, hol ve'en levavo ponel lios yarei chet. You don't really care about that. You know, that's not where your heart's at. Ein chachmaso miskayemes, which the Bar Tanur explains psychologically and brilliantly, shemitoch shehi bo naas oso milaleches achrei shrirut libo, hu ketzba umoasa umanicha. Since that knowledge that you're learning is actually hurting you, in a sense, because you don't want to keep the mitzvos, you don't have your shamayim, but the knowledge is telling you, do this and don't do that. But you don't want to do those things, because the knowledge is preventing you from going after what he calls shrirut libo, your yetzahara, I guess. You have all these things you want to do, but this knowledge is telling you, no, you have to do kriya shema, you're learning hichos kriya shema, you have to keep kosher, you're learning hichos kosher, whatever, kashrus, whatever the case may be. So there's a tug of war between what the knowledge you're learning is telling you you should do, the Torah you're learning, but what shirut libu is. And as a result, shirut libo, your heart is going to win out, he says, because as a result, you're ketzba umuasa, you are resentful, you hate, you despise the learning, because the learning is basically this, you know, little angel inside of you telling you not to do what you want to do. And the way a person will deal with that, and basically he doesn't use these words, but it's basically cognitive dissonance, right? You can't live with what you're learning, so as a result, you resent the learning, and the final step, manicha, you will somehow eventually force yourself to forget the learning. You'll expel it, so to speak, from your consciousness. So this is a fascinating, fascinating interpretation. That is that psychologically, by knowing in advance that you're lomed al manas lasos, in essence, just like the yiraso kodom chachmoso, there is a kind of reciprocal relationship, an unending loop between the knowledge that you're learning and the fact that you know that's going to help you be the kind of person you want to be. And that already gives a certain feeling of fulfillment, satisfaction, and what he calls hana, pleasure. And that itself helps you remember the information better because it's serving your ultimate purpose. However, if you have the opposite, you don't have those goals, you don't care about the halacha, so then not only are you not going to learn well and intensively the way we saw previously, but adarabha, further than that, psychologically, because of the cognitive dissonance, who wants to live with all this knowledge which you don't plan on keeping? No one wants to be a walking contradiction. It's very hard to live with such cognitive dissonance, and therefore, there's a good chance that the way you will deal with it is by ignoring or forgetting the learning. So that would be another reason why, again, psychologically speaking, in a very deep and profound way, I think, lomen amanat lasos is not only a good thing in terms of your mitzvos, but it's a necessary thing in terms of truly learning and retaining your learning. A third approach, which has a lot of support, not only in Paragvav of Avos, but throughout Chazal, as we will see, is a notion that not so much that it's practical, pragmatic, or even psychological, but simply in a spiritual, metaphysical level, lomen al manas lasos, a person is zoche to siyata d'shmaya. We've seen this basic idea many times in our study in the series of Shirim, that a person needs a certain element, a certain amount of siyata d'shmaya, of divine assistance, a certain mystical benefit, a favorable view from Hashem, in order to truly acquire, master, and retain Torah. And apparently, as we'll show, many sources indicate that in order to truly be merit to be zocha this siyata d'shmaya on the highest level, a person has to be committed to doing that which he learns. The Mishnah, we've seen this previously in last year in Perek Dalet of Perek Yavos, describes different levels of learning, and above and beyond, apparently, lomid amanat lamid Even better than that is lomid almanas lasos, which the Mishnah tells us there, if you're learning almanas lasos, our idea, then not only are you successful in learning, teaching, but also lishma v'lasos, and in fact, doing. It's the highest level, and you achieve the success that you're hoping to get. And the Barbanel, the Medrash Shmuel, there, many mafarshim, you know, make this point that the highest level of learning is with intent to perform the Torah, perform the mitzvos, and as a result, you are most likely to be zocha to Hashem's kindness and Hashem's grace to be able to maintain your learning and do all the things and actually fulfill those mitzvos. The Medrash Shmuel there in Perek Daled speaks quite beautifully about this, and he points out, that Remez Yesh Belamasha Kasav Shlomo Melech, he connects this to the Pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Gimel of Bini Torasi Al Tishkach, don't forget my Torah, Umitzvosai Yitzor Libcha, and that the mitzvos will be the somehow the thing that fashions or creates your heart. And he explains that Shema B'Koli Ayetzcha Kidei Shetorasi Al Tishkach, I'm giving you advice so that you shouldn't forget my Torah. And what is that? Mitzvosai Yitzor Libcha. That through the mitzvos, through doing the mitzvos, that will, so to speak, create and cement your heart. As he says, Yodehu ki yiras Hashem hi otzaro. Again, similar to what we saw previously, a synonymous interchange of yiras shamayim and la'asos. And therefore, he says, number one, doing mitzvos, that's the yi'utz, that's the advice Shlomo Melech was giving. Doing mitzvos, the la'asos, is the key to the lilmud. Because only that yiras shamayim and that commitment la'asos is what's going to retain the Torah. And he says it's not just the doing the mitzvos, but as he's already implied, it doesn't say halomed ve'oseh gets Torah. But rather it says almanas lasos. Lahodia says the Medrash Shmuel, ki afilu shelo kima adayin. You haven't even yet fulfilled the mitzvah. Kevin shekibul alav. But you're committed that when you have the opportunity, when the mitzvah comes up, you'll do it. Already now, when you've made the commitment, die ba. That in and of itself is already on some level sufficient. And he actually goes back to the pasuk in Mishlei, and he says that's why it says yitzor libcha in lashon atid, that already now the mitzvah will fortify you, even for the future, the yitzor of what you'll do in the future. It doesn't say what you're doing now, but rather what you will even do in the future. That's already enough to commit your learning to permanence, as it says in Daniel in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, where Daniel is told that from the time that he was nasata es libcha, when you committed to a certain fast, that was already enough. So too says the Medrash Shmuel, you see from this ha'alomit al-manas lasos, even the commitment that you plan on learning is enough to create that expression of your shamayim, which will be the kli which holds the Torah. So he's not describing, you know, psychological or practical reasons why you'll remember things better, you'll review things better, you'll pay attention. He's clearly speaking, I think, on a level more of metaphysical, of siyata d'shamaya, that this commitment is an expression of your shamayim, and your shamayim puts you on a whole other bandwidth for your learning. This very fascinating idea, which he mentioned, that sometimes even committing to something already achieves a certain level and makes you eligible for a certain bracha or reward even before you did it, actually comes up in a broader context. A, when it comes to Torah, the Mishnah in Avos, Paragimel, Mishnah Hay, Rabbi Nachunya ben Hakana Omer, Kal Mekabel Alav Ol Torah, Ma'avir Mimenu Ol Malchus V'Ol Derech Eretz. That just accepting upon yourself the commitment, the yoke of learning, is already enough to remove the burdens that could come either from an anti-Semitic or tyrannical king, or even the burdens of Parnassa. The Chazon Ish, in a letter Mem Dalet, actually speaks very powerfully about how he says that everything in life, in learning, Hakol Toli B'Haskama. And it's clear from the context, he's using the word Haskama here as commitment. He points out that there were many great Gedolei Yisrael who, when they were learning young, when they were younger in their learning, they weren't as serious. It was only when they got older, b'yemei bagrusam, when they got older, not sure how old he's referring to, but older, only then hiskimu b'nafsham, haskama aza. Only they had this tremendous, later in life, they had this tremendous commitment for learning, and that alone, haskama hachazaka, amdalem, even though they were a little bit older, but that incredible commitment, that's what stood fast for them, v'holchu higilu v'asu pri. That's why they eventually made something of themselves. Beyond the context of Torah, we have other statements in Chazal that speak about the power of commitment just in general. One very, very powerful one, example of this is the Gemara in Tainis and Avches Amud Beis, which actually quotes that pasuk in Daniel, which we already mentioned. But there the context is in the time of Rabbi Zera, where there was a Gzerah, an anti-Semitic decree that was levied against the Jews of Shmad. They couldn't practice their Judaism. And Gazar Delo Lemesa Betanisa. They were also told they couldn't fast. The Maharsha explains, the non-Jews understood that sometimes the Jews can, you know, win favor with God through fasting. So they told them they can't do the mitzvot, that's a gzera, and you can't fast, because they knew that that would otherwise be able to help undo there. So they had two, they were really between a rock and a hard place, the Jewish people in that generation. So the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Zera told them, Nekabli ala ilavon, accept fasting upon you now, ulchi batil shamda, and the shmad will already be removed b'schus, your commitment. And then later, when the actual shmad is removed, when we have freedom of religion again, then leisfei, then you'll actually have the fast. And the people ask him, menol chayha, how do you know this? How do you know that not even fasting, which we can't do now, but just committing that one day we'll fast will be enough? And he quotes that pasuk in Daniel, where Daniel himself is told, Al tira Daniel, ki min hayom harishon asher nasata es libcha. Now that you've committed to fasting, Hashem has already heard your cries, and you're going to be okay. So this idea of commitment, which the Medrash Shmuel mentioned, and almanas, we're learning almanas, committed lasos, even though we haven't done the asiyah yet, but just committed, has a broad source and broad examples in Chazal. Getting back to the specific question of the relationship between limud and ma'aseh, which is learning in mitzvos, as a reason that you should be zocha to siyata d'shmaya. So even though we're speaking about this as the benefit, the thing, the catalyst, I guess you could say, for practical and successful learning, but it actually goes perhaps further than that, or at least it's based on a deeper, more fundamental, axiological, or philosophical point, and that is, what is the relationship between the ma'aseh and the limud? So the Maharal basically tells us that this is really the shorish of everything. The Maharal here in Perek Vav in our Braisa, he says the reason that halomi almanat la'asos is necessary for a true Kinyan Torah is because, he says, ein ha-talmud ikr, rak ha-maisa ikr. Because this is one point, but it's really resting on a more fundamental one, and that is, forget the Kinyan Torah, just objectively, what's more important? Ha-maisa hu ha-ikr. And therefore, he says, even if Ein Talmudo Lalamid Acherim Olasos Ein Zeroy El Torah. Like the previous Mida we saw, you're supposed to share Torah, where the Maral made a similar point. But even higher than sharing Torah, teaching is the actual performance of the Torah. Mikol Shekin Shiyilmo Menas Lasos Ki Ein Talmud Iker Vim Lo Yaseh Ein Oroi LaKabbalas HaTorah. Says the Maharal, the nature of Torah, that if you're not planning on doing the mitzvos, then you're not deserving of the information, because the Iker is the Maiseh. And here the Maharal is obviously alluding to the Mishnah earlier in Perkei Avos, Perek Aleph, La Midrash Eker, Ela HaMaisa, that Maisa, doing the mitzvah, is even more important than learning. Some of the Mefarshim there say in Perek Aleph, the same point we're making, because the purpose of learning is to actualize the learning. In other words, we're not saying that there's two separate tracts, Medrash and Maisa, Limud and Laasos, and Laasos or Maisa is better. That's true, but more than that, is that the ma'aseh itself, the purpose of learning, is to actualize that learning. It's not two separate goals with a hierarchy, rather they're two parts of one ultimate goal, and one is to help you get to the next, but they're both in service of the ultimate avodas Hashem. This idea that, you know, loha medrash ikar, but that, you know, limud is important, but ma'aseh is even more important, mitzvos and practical Judaism is even more important, finds its expression in many, many statements of Chazal. Just a few brief examples quickly, but just worth noting them because they're so important. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Amud Beis, that the ikar of learning is to be mevili de maisa, to bring to, you should do the mitzvos. Gemara Brachos Daf Yizayin Amud Aleph, tachlis chachma What's the purpose of knowledge? Tshuva u'maisim tovim. The Gemara Yevamos, Daf Kuf Testament Beis, an amazing Gemara, commenting on the pasuk in Devarim Perakei, v'limadatem and v'asisem. In that order, so says the Gemara, afilu kol omer ein lo ela Torah. A person says, I'm not going to do the mitzvahs, I just want to focus on the learning. Afilu Torah ein lo. Then you won't even have Torah. Not only will you not have the Maisa, you won't even have the Torah. And as a result, learning from this pasuk of limadatim v'asisem, because the reason is kol sheyeshno ba'asiya, yeshno b'lemida. Kol sheino ba'asiya, eino b'lemida. Only a person who is yeshno b'asiya, he's going to do the mitzvos, he's also going to be able to have the lemida, he'll have the learning, he'll have the knowledge. But if you're not planning on doing the mitzvos, if you don't do the mitzvos, then not only will you not have them, you won't even have the learning. Kol omer ein li ela Torah, afilu Torah ein lo. If a person just wants the knowledge, he won't even get that. Specifically talking about your one's intent when you're learning, so Chazal, in a number of places, speak about the tremendous blessings that will accrue to a person who is lomid almanas lasos, and the opposite also being true, the horrible condemnation and criticism of a person who is not learning for that reason. So for example, the Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Bechukosai, and the Yerushalmi in Brachos, Perak Aleph Halacha Beis, speak about the fact that if you're lomid shlo lasos, then Noach Losha, Nivra, would have been better if you would not have been born. Or Rav Yochanan says it in more graphic terms, Noach lo, that ilu nehafcha shal yuso alpanav lo yatsi olam, if you know, your birth sack, so to speak, should have been turned over on its head, which is a kind of a more graphic way of saying you should have been born, stillborn, you should not have lived. Again, Noach lo shal Nivra, but more graphically. And again, Vayikra Rabba, Yalkut Shimoni also, they're all making this point that Vayikra Rabba also, in, as I say, in Vayikra, this idea of Noach lo shlo nivra, etc. Conversely, all these Midrashim and Yerushalmi say, but if you were Lomid Amanas Lasos, then you're Zocha L'Ruach HaKodesh. So our Brisa is talking about Kinyan Torah, but there's an additional, perhaps even greater accomplishment, that if you're not, you can even achieve some level of Ruach HaKodesh if you are Lomid Amanas Lasos. The Medrash in Devarim Rabba, Parsha Yud Aleph, says something really amazing, that we know we have to make a bracha before we learn, because, says the Medrash here, Moshe, B'shasha Zachal L'Kabbalah Torah, T'chila Berach, V'achakach Kar. Even Moshe, when he got the Torah, before he could learn the Torah and read it, he first made a bracha. And the Gemara tells us, what was his bracha? Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bachar B'Torah Hazos, that you've chosen this Torah, V'kidsha, you've sanctified it, V'ratza V'oseha, you, God, have great desire in the performance of this Torah. So comments the Medrash, Lo Amar Ba'amaleha, doesn't say that someone will study, toil over the Torah. Lo Amar B'hogeha, not that someone will be thinking and contemplating about the Torah. Ela Oseha, the Elu Shehein Osin Es Divrei Torah. That you see here, it's very dramatic and very beautiful, that the Ikar is not the Amelus, or the thinking and learning of Torah, rather the Oseha, Osin Divrei Torah. And this is picked up on in later sources as well. Just two brief ones to conclude. The Rambam in his Hagdama to Parachelet in Sanhedrin says, the Rambam of all people says, HaTorah hi emes, of course the Torah is true, V'tachlis yidiyasa la'asosa, the purpose of knowing Torah is to perform it. And last but not least, there's a very beautiful statement of the Sefer HaChassidim in Siman Yud Zayin, who says, Shorosh HaTorah tzarecha adam lahamik ulumod, of course you have to learn and learn in depth, uladas maisa b'chol davar, but know, lamaisa, practically know what you need to do in each circumstance. And the proof text here, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Aleph, Seichel Tov l'chol oseihem, and says the Sefer HaChassidim, it doesn't say l'lomdehem, ela l'oseihem. When is the Torah a Seichel Tov? When is Torah really wise and good advice? It's not just for those who learn it, it's for those who perform it. Shelo yehe adam korei v'shona, a person shouldn't spend all this time learning, but then bo'et ba'aviv o'barabo, but nevertheless rebel against his father or his rebbeim in the practical hadracha that they're giving him. But rather, lo min amanas lalamed, lishmor velasos, to use the terminology of the Medrash, not only should you learn for yourself and to teach, but lishmor velasos, to perform the mitzvos. Zuhi says the Sefer Hasidim, Torah lishma. And if you don't do this, paraphrasing the Medrash, better you should not have been born. And then he ends, as will we, with his final words, very important. He says it's foolish. It's if you're oseha, then it's secha tov, it's wise, it's practical. But if you're not, then it's actually not just bad or evil, so to speak, but it's actually worse than that in a sense. It's foolish. Kala adam she'osek b'torah v'yodeh b'mitzvos v'ein v'kaimen. If you do these, you learn all these things, but you're not doing them, oy lo ulamazolo, like woe is to you, shehu toreach b'olam kere liknos gehenim. Wow, what a statement. Toreach b'olam kere liknos gehenim. You're putting all this effort into learning, and for what purpose? All you're learning is just going to get you to gehenim, because by not doing the mitzvahs, you're actually going to be tremendously punished. So it's actually a fool who would spend all this time and hard work and effort learning Torah and then not perform the mitzvos and in the end not get rewarded, but on the contrary, be really punished for his lack of performance of mitzvos.